Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. It's a new year, baby, and we're kicking it off right. 9 days in the year, just enough time to get your resolutions straight. It's the Empowerment 365 show with your main man, coach and host Marvin Roan. I'm here to give you some tips, some resolution ideas, and some ways that you can begin the process of working on yourself. So all you have to do is sit back, listen, relax, take it all in, learn, and work on yourself today and every day. It's Empowerment 365, people, and it's another year of empowerment and motivation just for you. So today we're going to start, as always, with the empowerment pledge, and that pledge is I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I am becoming better every day, one day at a time. And if you will work on yourself, if you will improve yourself, if you will begin to center yourself, center your thoughts, center your energy, your emotions, and then come up with strategies that are going to work for you, the individual within, you can't lose. So we're going to start today by talking about resolutions. And again, this is the first episode in a while, so it's a new start for me. It's a fresh start. It's a fresh year for us. We're going to be motivated and empowered to become the best persons that we can be, continue to use those strategies and those tools to become better. So today we will begin the process by talking about resolutions and creating success through peace, and the first process in peace, because you want to have peace in your life. Peace begins in your life, but it starts in your mind. Everything starts in your mind. So as we begin the resolution process, we got to begin to understand how important our mind is and peace of mind is. And you want to have peace of mind. You want to be able to get to a place within yourself where you understand how important your mental mindset is, that your thinking is, that your emotion and your feeling mechanisms begin to all activate together, working for you to become the best person that you can be. And so step one is personal development, and that means simply to work on you. I will work on myself. And that's the same thing we did in the pledge, and that is I'm going to work on myself. So the personal development piece and the creating success through peace is working on you. And how do you do that? You have to simply try. And that's by putting forth effort every day. Effort in your thinking, right? Effort in setting your goals and then putting forth the effort, simply trying to accomplish that goal. And the next step is demonstrating your ability to continuously do what it is that you set forth to do. And if you can challenge yourself to simply try to work on yourself every day, demonstrating the ability that you have. God gave us all the ability to be positive, to be creative, to set our goals and dreams and then work on them. But the fuel and the tool that you must use is within yourself. And so the more consistent you are at working on yourself, the continuous demonstration of your effort to do, change will come. And change is the result that you get from the demonstration of your ability to put forth the effort to reach your goal. That's right. As simple as that. Things will change in your life when you begin to do something different, something new, something better, something positive, cutting off some things that need to be cutting off and adding on some things that you need to add on. And then fifth is emancipation, and that's freedom from a problem, an issue, a situation, circumstance, lifestyle, or living condition. So you have to emancipate yourself. You have to free yourself from yourself and from the shackles and from some relationships and from some things that you've been attached to. And now is your opportunity to get to work on yourself, to do the things that you know you need to do consistently to get that done. And so that is the beginning. It's the thing that you know you need to do to work on yourself to get better. And so it's challenging yourself to work on yourself every day, to put those tools in place, those pillars of empowerment that will allow you to do the things that you know you need to do consistently and continuously to work on yourself. And so we've outlined what it is that you need to do. I will work on myself, and that's in the pledge. And I want you to go back and listen to this resolution series, because it's going to be powerful. As you begin to go through the year, if you come back and reorganize yourself and get to a point where every month you go back and you revisit your goals. And so you want to be able to do that weekly, but at the end of each month, assess and evaluate where you are and put time into sitting down and saying, am I where I'm supposed to be? Am I doing the things that I know I need to do to become successful? And if you can do that, then you have it made. And as simple as that, continuing the process of working on yourself, making yourself important, making your goals important. So now we're transitioning into the resolutions part of our show for today, and that's the steps to personal success. So here it is. Step one, develop a formal expression of intention. What do you intend to do? What do you intend to achieve? What do you intend on accomplishing this year, this week, this month, this day? Set a goal. Put your mind on it. Focus on it. Become determined to reach your goals. This expression or this goal or this statement is made after careful consideration and deliberation. So what you want to do is you want to sit down with yourself, but you want to take time to carefully deliberate. So the first thing is you want to ask yourself what it is that you want to do. And right after that, you got to know why. Because if you're going to be successful at anything, you got to know why you're doing it. You got to know why you want to put your time and effort and energy into it. And then the third piece in this is, what's holding me back? What's stopping me from becoming what it is that I want to become? All of us have the right to the pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you're not pursuing your happiness, and if you're not pursuing your goal, you need to stop right now and ask yourself why. Why am I not doing what I need to do? What's holding me back? What's stopping me? You can always call me. You can find me if you want me, and I'll help you find that goal. But right now, we're going to talk about this formal expression of intention. Okay, this intention, this mindset, this state of mind, this goal, this thing that you want to achieve must be laid out pretty well in order for you to reach it. So, for example, if you want to lose 10 pounds, that's your goal. So the first thing you have to do is figure out how you want to do it, but more importantly, again, why you want to do it. Why do you want to lose 10 pounds? Is that important for your health? Is that important for you in terms of fitness? Is that important for you in terms of you've been having to go to the doctor and he or she has instructed you to lose weight? And so now the intention is stretched out a bit to, these are some things that I must do. And so the thing that you have to do is you have to decide. You have to make a decision today. So let's make a decision today that your expression is going to be, one, I'm going to work on myself. Two, I'm going to set my goals, and I'm going to identify what those goals are, and then I'm going to work my butt off until I get it. And it's not hard work, because that first step is being able to decide or determine that you want to do it. So step two is develop a resolve or a determination and make a firm resolution to doing it. You have to be determined, people. You have to say, you know what, away with the old ideas, away with the old thoughts, away with the old feelings. I'm moving forward in my life right now, and I'm going to do the things necessary each day, every day, to reach my goal. And then you continue to build on that. So you got to be resolved now. You have to be determined more than ever that after a certain period of time, if things don't look the way, let me regroup, let me reorganize, let me restructure myself and start again. But don't give up on your goals. Become resolved and become determined that no obstacle before you. And sometimes in life there are going to be challenges put before you so you can see whether you really want it or not. You got to show that yourself will be approved by your actions and your activities. Can you show yourself approved by doing the work of working on yourself? And so some of that work is going to be private between you and yourself. And so you're going to have an internal dialogue and an internal determination and an internal discipline to define what it is that you want to do, but also to discipline and dominate yourself. Yes, that's right. Discipline and dominate yourself, because you want to be able to dominate yourself that you can tell yourself exactly what to do, and it'll work for you. I'm going to work on myself today. I'm going to look at my strengths, my weaknesses, and then I'm going to work toward becoming the best person I can be, challenging yourself to become better today. And so as we continue to go forward in this, step three now is the process of determining action or course of action or method or procedure. There has to be a system that you put in place for working on yourself. So if you want to set a goal and you say, well, I want to lose 10 pounds again, what's the step? What's the procedure? What's the process that you're going to take? What are the course of actions that you're going to take to make sure that you reach your goal? So you have to lay this thing out, people. You have to say, I love myself more than anything else. And I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be successful. I'm here on this planet, and this is my one shot to get it right. And it doesn't matter how old or young you are. You have to put it inside your mind and your heart that these are the things that you're going to do to become successful in your life. And so it is the work. It is a simple work of working on yourself. Becoming more determined than ever to meet your goal and to reach your goals. Putting the process and steps in place, the course of action, and those methods and those procedures that you need, that all you have to do is follow them step by step. I'm working on myself. I'm working on the step, the action steps that I need to take to become successful. Number four, the process of developing, this is important, a mental state of mind or mindset that will allow you to resolve or to become resolute in creating the firmness of purpose to reaching your goal. You have to have a mindset. You have to be more than determined. You have to be resolute. You got to get down to the nitty-gritty, people. You have to start telling yourself what to do. Get up. Go. Plan. Feel. Become, well, I don't feel like it. Then you tell yourself, when yourself tell you, I don't feel like it, get up anyway and go. Get up anyway and go. How about that? Can you inspire your own self when nobody else is around? So that's a part of the character development piece. When no one else is around, like Mr. Marvin right here to motivate you, when no one else is around, can you give yourself that little push that you need? Get up and go. I love you. Get up and go. We're going to do this together. I know you don't feel like it. I know you don't want to, but can you get up and go anywhere? Can you tell yourself that? Step four, the process of developing that state of mind requires you to sit and be quiet and think about what you want. So this whole process has to now come to developing quiet time, that mindset and that state of mind that you need. And so what you have to do is take a few moments each day and every day to begin to work on yourself. Develop a quiet time. Allow yourself to experience some form of quiet and calm and silence. And get a space. Create a space where you can relax and be quiet and get the work done. It's all about working on yourself, people. It's all about practicing, taking those steps, creating a peacefulness and a tranquility within your life and in your mind, within your heart, to work on yourself today and every day. It is the process of empowerment. It's the resolution series. We'll come back again and do it again. But right now, begin to work on yourself again. Work on those things that you know you need to change about yourself. Become the best person that you can be today and every day. My time is almost up, but I enjoyed doing this. This is my first show in a while, so I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope that something that I said today will inspire you to become the best person that you can be today and every day. Work on yourself. Become the best person that you can be. Continue to work, work, work. Become better. Determine that you will create a goal. Become the best person that you can be. And I'll leave you with this. This is a new year and a fresh start. Put yourself first. Become determined to make your life what it is supposed to be. You have one shot at this thing. Find your purpose and become determined to become the best person that you could be today and every day. I'm Marvin Rohn. This has been Empowerment 365. Love you. Peace. We'll be right back.
can see clear.